Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Lord loves you so much. He wants to encourage you. He wants to build your life up. He wants to build your faith and bless you and use you to be the blessing to the nation. But we need to really receive the Word of God and mix the Word of God with faith. We need to understand His way and His will. Let us pray and ask the Lord to speak to us. Father, we thank you so much that you love us and we believe, Lord, you are so gracious to us and you have the best plan for us, the plan for the future and hope, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 139, verse 14. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. When David praised God that he had made David wonderfully, he was not just talking about his looks or his personality and talents. He was talking about his infrastructure, the way God designed things in him and that he cannot see with his eyes. In the same thing, he has infrastructure in you. He designed you in the way that you cannot see with your own physical eyes. He designed you and He has planned for your life. He is in detail in His designing and creating you. He planned for you that you can face the challenges in your life. You can face things that can overwhelm you, but you can overcome them. What God called you to do, He put the gift and talents in you so that you can do what He called you to do. He knows what will happen to you in the future of your walk. So He put the strength in you, the quality and ability and grace in you. While you're facing the challenges and difficulty, out of nowhere, a strength in you rises up. A boldness comes on you with faith to overcome it and a determination to stand strong and outlast the opposition. Wisdom to overcome the problem come to you by God. He created you to have special ability and also qualities because God designed you. You are stronger than you think. You have more endurance, more stamina, and more capacity for grace and forgiveness than you can imagine. The New Testament tells us the same thing. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. God created us to be His masterpiece, give us a new life in Christ Jesus, and He put His grace, anointing, ability, talent in us so that we can do good things for Him in this life. So please don't look down on yourself. Please look at what God called you to do and keep running the race because God is with you, Jesus is in you, and you can do things more than what you can imagine. That's what happened to me. I was trained to be a neurosurgeon in Thailand. When I came to America, wow, my English language was not very good at all because I studied French when I was in a Catholic school in Bangkok, Thailand. How can I be a neurosurgeon in America? But God helped me. God gave me the talents and ability to adjust to the culture, the language, and I was successful as a neurosurgeon. I was not trained to be a pastor and preacher, but God put in me the supernatural ability to be the teacher and to be the pastor of His church. God is so good. I did not see all these things when I was growing up, but I now know that I am more than what I thought. Psalm 92 verses 4 to 5 say, "You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh Lord, what great works you do and how deep are your thoughts." Wow, we sing for joy Because when we look at our life, that we can do more than what we think. And he is doing great work in us, in our life. We can see that God is so powerful. He's so gracious. I would like to encourage you. Look to God. Depend on God. And don't listen to the devil. Whatever God calls you to do, God will empower you, strengthen you, and give you the gifts and talents to be able to finish it, do it, and fulfill the purpose of God in your life. He is working in you. You're not alone. The Almighty God, the Holy Spirit is working in you. It's the good news that we don't have to live our life on our own strength, but we have the power of God and the supernatural things that God put in our life. Psalm 111 verses 2-4, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. His work, not only in the universe, in the ocean, in this world that look honorable and glorious, but his work in you is honorable and glorious. God is in you because you are a born-again Christian. He's gonna keep building you up, changing you. He is equipping you, anointing you. Therefore, look up to God. Trust God that he can do mighty things through your life and in your life. Verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. So his work in your life are wonderful. And when you look back in your life, think, wow, can I do this? But you can. Really, I can lead worship? You can. Really, I can be successful in my business? You can, because God called you to be a businessman. You think, wow, can I serve God in this ministry? You can, because God gives you supernatural ability, gifts, and grace. His wonderful works in your life will be remembered by you. James chapter 1, verses 2-4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. When you are going through life, serving God, doing your business, raising the family, you may face some hardship, but God says, rejoice, because those things will help you to grow in your character, to become more mature, to become complete, and you are not lacking anything. When you face difficulties, remember this, God is testing you. He is with you, and he's gonna help you to overcome those trials and tests and temptations. He is building you up to be complete. He wants you to become more like Jesus Christ. He's working in you, and he will finish it. The Bible warns us that when we face difficulties, we should rejoice and we should depend on the power of God to overcome the trials and hardships. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3-7, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. After you are born again, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, came in and dwelt in you. And he started to work in you by the power of resurrection to anoint you, to empower you, to change you. Verse 4, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. God never promises that we will never face trials and hardship. But God says rejoice, because those hardships and trials and tests come to us so that we can grow more and pass the test, and we get a promotion, and the character of Christ will be developed in our lives, we will be more patient, more perseverance, more love, more forgiving. Don't complain when something feels overwhelming, a loss, a setback, a disappointment. That is when you discover what is in you. Wow, I have the power and love to forgive those people. I have the power, the grace, and the love to continue to run the race. You discover what God put in you. You will discover perseverance, courage, and faith like you have never seen. God allow those things to come to reveal who you are and what you have in Christ Jesus. If you keep the right attitude, the pressure will develop you rather than break you. You will grow and mature so you can go higher to see new levels of influence, honor, and favor. My dear brother and sister, God is in you. He put special gifts, talents, and grace in your life. His anointing is in you. When you face hardship, don't complain. Pass the test and keep learning and growing. And the Lord gonna use you to be the blessing to many people. You shall be more mature and you shall become more like Christ. God wants you to grow up spiritually to become like Christ. And the Lord is working in you right now. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have come into our life as our Savior and as our provider and as our healer. Thank you for making it so clear that you are Jehovah Rapha, that it is your will to heal and restore us. We will trust you to keep us strong and healthy, always taking new ground. Lord, we believe your anointing and power and grace are in our life, and we can do things supernaturally by your power, Lord. And we promise you we're going to pass all the tests, we're going to keep walking by faith, and you will get all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging me and my brother and sister to realize that we were wonderfully made and you want to form us to become like Christ, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you again in other teachings.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.